get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know
you. Finally, I found searching all around. Just was not the answer. What I thought was true looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know you.
I need to say she went on her way. Instead it was all over. But it's been some time. I guess that I was meant to be a rover.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas. It's October 27th, 2012, and I'm just an American, your host for 1 hour. Today's research page is titled Fine or Fine, and you can find these notes at larkintexas.blogspot.com. If you're tuned to 1140 AM radio, that's transmitting from the KHFX tower here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, North Central Texas area, keep in mind that you're hearing Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We don't screen callers, and we don't filter or sugarcoat reality here either. RBN is not shock talk, newspeak, doublethink, NPR, Rush, Laura, Sean Glenn, or Michael. It's not your TV. We're where you want to be when you finally want to hear the truth. That call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Please support our sponsors. Consider making a donation to our pledge drive. republicbroadcasting.org is a unique, one-of-a-kind news and information venue that regularly presents offerings exclusive to this network. Stay tuned for Fine after these messages.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors. RBN's Vincent Finelli. From USA Prepares. Plus, the Freeze Dry Guy. Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore. Lisa Bedford. Marjorie Wildcraft. And 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
For the last time, I watched old man took bait his hook and then throw his line, pick up his wine. He's a friend of mine, known him all my life and his wife, 'neath the swaying pine and the clinking vine. Just before he left, he said, "Now, young man, take good care, don't let the bugs bite. Please make sure to say a word at night for all your brothers feeling blue, 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 blue all the time." So I stayed a while, took my tea alone, called it home, like a playing child, running wild. Heard a blue jay call, said, "We got you now, hope you bow to the old man's word. I'm sure you heard." Just before he left, he said, "Now, young man, take good care, don't let the bugs bite. Please make sure to say a word at night for all your brothers feeling blue, 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 blue all the time."
Okay, welcome back. Now, typically my research centers on religio-philosophy, as it may pertain to well-being, real economy, real law, the nourishing of body and soul. But I also try to stay on top of the mounting threats to our lives, our liberties, to our freedoms, that too many of us took for granted. Which is why today I've invited John Kaminsky to join us. John is a prolific writer, and as I've never met a good writer who is also not an avid reader, even a listener, John Kaminsky is thus one such soul who truly respects the symbology contained within the spoken and written word. First, just a few quotes I want to share with you. You've heard it said on this broadcast, mentioned the law of necessity. This is from William Pitt in 1783. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Ezra Pound said, "Real education must ultimately be limited to men who insist on knowing. The rest is mere sheep herding." And finally, arrival at truth is many-layered because it requires a lifting of veils. It requires quietude and introspection. Today, men speak of evolution, revolution, even devolution. Yet too few speak of involution, looking inside oneself or turning inward that they may look before they leap. So how are you today, John?
I'm very well. I'm very well, Lark. Oftentimes when people ask me that question, I say I'm old, but I feel kind of young today, actually.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I know I'm only 58, and as far as I'm concerned, I haven't quite lived half of my life.
That's a spirit.
You know, I've been honored to receive correspondence from you for a while, and as you already know, the listeners too, I've discovered your writing some 5 or 6 years ago, I think, and I must say, you're like a big brother to me, John. I look at the way your writing has metamorphs over time, and I know that I too wanted to be a writer when I was very young. Always knew I would be, but I kept holding off for the most part to write seriously because I wanted to live long enough until I felt I had something worthwhile to say.
Writing seriously is the grocery list.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know something? You had a couple of recent articles. One was called Secret Languages. And you subtitled it, Reanalyze That Voice Inside Your Brain.
Oh, really?
And then you said, Attention all aphasiacs.
Yeah. We're all aphasiacs.
I love that. I love that. In fact, I had to immediately go look the word up, as you probably might guess. My vocabulary is not nearly as big as I'd like to think it is sometimes.
I don't know how many people I've known who haven't been aphasiac. There's a couple of clear ones. You had William Blair on the other day. He's definitely not one. Campbell's not one. Several other people aren't. But most people are caught in the fog of their own education, and they can't get out of it.
Well, you know, John, I readily admit, you know, as a growing up an Air Force brat, that I was damaged by vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And today, my younger brother and sister are gone. My mom and dad are both gone because they listen to their doctors. And so I've always felt that perhaps I was autistic and have accepted that. But yeah, I like that word aphasiac. I might be that too.
I've used that for many years. But like I say, we are subjected there's so much misinformation throughout our lives, it's a wonder we can figure anything out. And really, we can't figure anything out anymore.
Well, I think a lot of us have inklings of that early on, but we can't connect the threads. And unless you're really a reader and a researcher and you have the curiosity, the real want-to attitude to want to know and to insist on truth, most people are going to shunt propensity aside. They're going to go along and get along, and they're going to remain in the dark. And I know that I was probably that way for most of my life.
Oh, me too. Me too. I was caught up in the daily meat grinder and proceeded down paths that I thought were going to lead me to satisfaction. And they all, I ran into a few too many Jewish bosses, I think, because I began to see that the careers we seek out and the jobs that we get wind up leaving us feel empty in our mid-30s. Many of us have experienced this. And you have to wonder about the education you got. It's really taken you away from yourself. That's why I keep using that line about Goethe, the great German genius. Never went to school, just studied what he wanted to.
I think that's the best way of learning. I've never actually thought that this master-pupil relationship or master-servant relationship was necessarily the best type of relationship, although I must admit, in my choice of career, I felt that on-the-job training was really the best way to learn. It was really an old-fashioned European apprenticeship. And I must tell you, John, I don't know if you ever had one of those Christian bosses that had the little fish on their bumper as a boss. Yeah, they were quite interesting as well.
Oh, there's all sorts. There's all sorts. But, actually those last two stories that you mentioned, or the last story that you mentioned, actually the last two, were really stories that my brain was writing because I didn't want to write the story that I had to write. And now I've gotten my historical stuff out of the way and woven it in nicely with what's happening today. And I have to join the chorus. There's really a chorus happening now where everybody is beginning to realize that all our problems can be solved by fixing the money control problem.
That's absolutely the nexus, I think, pretty much.
And there is an avalanche now of realization about this. You keep hearing these stories from everywhere on YouTubes and from Russia that America has been brought into this horrible situation of the government poisoning its own citizens and sending troops into towns and sending coffins around the country. The government has put us into this position by continuing the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve and its cronies in Israel and London have raked off all the cream from the American milk. And we are left now to starve with all these increasingly draconian pronouncements that are coming out of the White House. All of the executive orders are unconstitutional because only Congress can make the laws. And Congress has abdicated that responsibility. They've been bought off or blackmailed or murdered in some cases. And we have nobody defending us against the monsters who have taken control of our country and really have controlled it for a very long time.
We have no representation whatsoever.
No, none. And it's been 100 years now. We got the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve coming up, and that was like the creation of a guaranteed war-making machine because they had unlimited income coming in, and plus they had the power to make up this imaginary money, and they've just flooded the world with their manipulation, their boom and bust cycles, their phony reasons for war. And I was looking at Section 8 of the Constitution, the enumerated powers, and I was struck by the fact that the provision to borrow money actually comes before the provision to print money. And like I say, doing away with compound interest and going...
How would you
for the debt-free money scene where the government puts it out and spends it into circulation rather than spending it right into the pockets of the Jewish bankers.
Hold that thought, John. I want to pick up on this word milk or milch, M-I-L-C-H, when we come back. I love that word.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Der Mord an Köhler, der hat sie alle aufgescheucht, die ganze Scheißbande von Händlern, die Großhändlern, Zwischenhändlern, Kleinhändlern.
Thank you. up, she made a stop. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of the hull.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. We're joined today by Mr. John Kaminsky. Probably, well, yeah, I think you probably are my favorite renegade writer, John. I like Bruce quite a bit, too.
It's a small category, Lark.
It certainly is. It certainly is. I wanted to say for our listeners, mea culpa, you seldom hear me speak of the Constitution. And so, because I wasn't able to load this onto my research notes page yesterday, I want to provide you the keywords for about a one-hour recording that you can listen to on YouTube. And it pretty much explains it all in a thumbnail sort of a way, but quite impactful. The keywords are debt slaves, the American plantation, and the truth beyond the illusion. This will explain why you seldom hear me discuss the Constitution. So I hope that's helpful to some of you. I know that as soon as I saw that word milk spelled with CH instead of a K today,
right.
I couldn't help but smile.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful use of that term, too, in this piece.
Yeah, that was Redford's, not mine, though. He has a nice way of writing. But the point of it is, of course, that that's what's happening to us today, and that the entire society is being encouraged to latch on to the tit of the federal government, which puts them in complete control. You know, if they've got your welfare check, you're going to be nice to them. And that's how Obama hopes to buy the election. I don't, not that it matters who wins, it really doesn't. But
look at those people that milk the federal government for government contracts and for grant funding. I mean, it kind of works both ways. I mean, essentially, the new god, I suppose, is the government. But the only place that's going to lead anyone is to a life of actual slavery.
That's right. Where all the private industry is being eliminated, it's being corporatized, and it's owned by the whole scene is owned by a very small number of people. And they are the ones who are able to dictate the news we get, the products we get, and the lives we live. And it's well past time, and people are waking up, but it's not fast enough yet, because they still got all those military things surrounding Iran, and that whole thing is preposterous. It's as preposterous as 9/11 or the war in Iraq or the war in Afghanistan. None of those things ever needed to happen. The only reason that they happened was that because the American people were too comatose to critically think during the staged events that were happening to them.
And it goes even back before 9/11 and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with what I've been able to thread together about history, 9/11 was only the catalyst for the new century to forge ahead. Hold that thought there, John. Let's take this break, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You want to learn how you can find a six-figure mining job in Australia without a degree? Do you want to learn how you can escape the USA and move to New Zealand and Australia, where wages are higher, unemployment is lower, the economy is better, and people enjoy more freedom? Visit www.kriegercapital.biz. to buy a copy of the How to Escape America Guy or sign up for a personalized immigration consultation. Moving to New Zealand and Australia is easier than you think. That is www.kriegercapital.biz. Again, kriegercapital.biz. Check out the special for RBN listeners.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
So, John, we're in our long segment. Would you want to bring up a caller at this moment?
Sure.
Let's hear what John in Tennessee's got for us. How are you, John?
Hello. I'm well, Lark. How are you, John?
Hi.
Listen, this is encouraging because, Lark, I actually just had this conversation 30 minutes ago with someone that came up to me complaining about the economy, and I actually made him think and let him answer the questions, and when the realization of the money system came to his mind, his whole countenance changed. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I had been so accustomed, guys, to telling people about the Federal Reserve. So I asked him questions, and he brought it up in the cost going up and gold losing value. So I just said, does gold really lose value? And trust me, I'm not a gold bug. I understand what it is, but I'm not hoarding gold. And he said basically, well, yeah, it goes up in value and it drops in value. I said, no. Isn't it rather that the money becomes worth less given on manipulation and market, that the money, is because they're printing it, becomes more less valuable and it requires more pictures of presidents? Anyway, long story short, I walked him through some steps letting him answer the question. And I ended it like this. Look, David, or Dan, I said, Dan, you're a nice guy. Can I borrow $1,000? You're a nice guy. Sure. You give me $1,000, and we're talking face-to-face, and that $1,000 bill never leaves my hand. And I say, you know what, I really don't like that, and I hand it back to you. Are we clear? Do I owe you anything? His face changed, and he says, you owe me interest. I said, but Dan, you're the only guy that makes the money. I've never seen money before. I'm a farmer. I grow potatoes. Can I pay you your interest in potatoes? And he got a funny look, and I said, what are you going to tell me? I'm in the money business. I don't sell produce. I sell money. I don't want your potatoes. But you've never made the money. You've never created the money that I'm able to pay the interest with. So I say, well, how much do I owe you on $1,000? You say $10. Well, Dan, can I borrow $10? He says, well, yeah. So I said, well, Dan, here's the $10. Are we square? He says, no. Now you owe me $1,010 plus interest.
We have to ask ourselves, aren't we really talking about monopoly money from the get-go?
Well, absolutely, but that's what came to his mind. He realized what compound interest was. See, we've been so manipulated.
Can we make a quick point here and move on?
Sure. Well, the point is that you're absolutely correct. The problem is the money system. It is really true that the borrower is not only servant to the lender, but the slave to the lender.
And until yes, we know that. But did you have a question?
No, no. No question. Just thank you for having the program on.
Very good. Thank you. Good observations, John. Thanks for your call.
Thank you for calling.
So, John, help me redirect this thread.
Yes. A lovely story.
We can talk about mother's milk, or we can talk about King Camos.
No. Let's talk about the mood everybody's in. Everybody's worried and scared and uncertain about what's happening.
Seems to be the operative word today. I mean, if we're not in fear, then they haven't done their job, have they?
Well, we get this presidential election where both of the guys are criminals, basically. One we don't know anything about. The other one we know he had a nervous breakdown as a teenager and devolved from what seemed to be a decent presidential candidate back in 64 in the form of his father into this this corporate massacrist who made millions of dollars off the misery of the American people by going around and bankrupting companies, the son of a bitch. And so this is our choice for our fearless leader, and either one is going to continue to prosecute this insanity where torture is legal and we can send troops into other countries to destabilize them and murder their leaders in the streets and call it peace. NATO's peace.
Well, and, we got basically a communist running against a fascist. What do we expect?
Well,
there's some truth in that?
Well, what I try to point out is that we're locked into this prison system where we appear to have two sides to every argument, but we only have one, and they're generated by the same people. And that's the same way the wars always take place. When you look at the run-up to World War II, it's like most of us know 9/11 was an inside job, but World War II was also an inside job in that they had to crush the one system in history that was a serious challenge to the worldwide hegemony of the Jewish bankers, and that's why we obliterated Germany. And it's like the reality of everyone living is based on the fact that Germany were a bunch of bad guys who were trying to take over the world, and that was not the case. They were trying to recover from the damage done to them by the crimes of World War One, and merely wanted to regroup in their own land and target the people who were persecuting them, who were the Soviet Jews. That's what Hitler's focus was. That's why he took that big gamble and went to Russia and lost, because that was the main threat. But what people didn't realize then and people don't realize now is that Germany was the republic and the United States, Britain, and the Soviet Union were all entities of the Jewish bankers controlled by from behind the scenes with politicians who took all these fantastic bribes just like they do today. So that whole system is still in place and people can't see it. They think, oh, we got a constitution. We got nothing. We got all these illegal executive orders telling us to go straight to hell, and they can put their hands anywhere they want to all over us at airports and things, and we're getting poison medicine, poison food, poison air. The West Coast is irradiated, and these people are getting promoted. Now, how aphasic do you have to be not to see that?
Well, I mean, we're slaves on a plantation, and their job is to essentially be the house NIGGERS.
Yeah,
that's their role, and we're the field NIGGERS.
I'm not putting up with that, and nobody else should either.
No, I think the only, I've always likened this word contract to relationships. And I've always insisted, I won't say always, my latest line is that I insist on the right to engage in honorable contracts. I just don't want to take part in organized crime, because that's what we have today is a system of organized crime. The American people have been fleeced. They've been milked for at least 100 years. And it's the actual ingenuity of the duped American public which has actually fueled all those wars of the 20th century and the wars that are still going on today. It's a sad, sad truth.
People need to see that a government is constantly lying to them. It's just, we shouldn't put up with that. I mean, we absolutely can't and won't put up with that. And that's all we get. That's all we've gotten throughout most of my lifetime. All these executive orders are all illegal because they weren't passed by Congress, and Congress is supposed to make the wars. But now we have this government by fiat, where the Justice Department, not that there was ever much justice in it, was turned into this Department of Homeland Security that is not protecting the American people. It's just like the cops are not protecting the people. The cops and Homeland Security are protecting the moneyed interests of our slave masters, who the level of abuse has been ramped up so preposterously. It started with that torture edict where it was okay to torture people all of a sudden. And now cops are torturing people all over the country, breaking into the homes of innocent people and killing them and worse.
The sociopaths have hijacked medicine. They've hijacked what was once law.
Nobody is saying
we thought it was law.
No, it's like we all have to say, this is out of hand, this is enough, and everybody who's in there has to go. I realize this is going to cause chaos, but it's not going to be nowhere near the chaos of the slow death we're all suffering from these increasing, what do you want to call them, communist laws, tyrannical laws, Jewish laws, they're all three.
Now, that's why we have that word communitarian, because really it's just a combination of corporatism, crony capitalism, and cultural Marxism. It's communism with capitalism is really all it is, and this is what they decided on probably as soon as they put together Bretton Woods.
But it's like it's well past time where everybody who's not on the take, which I don't know what that percentage is, but everybody who's not on the take has to rise up and say, no, this is it. There's no ism involved. This is criminality. And you can put any label on it you want, but these are crimes against the people who are being exploited by this Jewish superstructure of money, media, and academia that has everybody buffaloed into their little squares, not knowing what to do, having received virtually no education at all. And the people who realize that this has happened need to rise up and do something right now. I mean, this can't go on much longer. The whole place is going to blow up.
I totally agree. And, of course, then you have the people that substitute the word British, and then others substitute the word dual citizens and or is Israeli firsters or what have you. But really, it goes all the way back to at least 1600 and before. So you the entire society is built upon fear. It seems to be the only principle that matters, and they decided a long time ago it's the only way they can maintain a slave population. And that's what we've got today. I mean, people are either beguiled by language, they're tied to invisible contracts, and you said it right. You made mention of a superstructure. This superstructure is really what, frankly, enslaves us all.
There's a worldwide problem, and it's going to take a worldwide effort to detox it and neutralize it and keep it from killing us. And it's so well advanced at this point that most people don't have a clue about it because they're tracked into their own philosophies, their own rituals, their own habits, and they think those are more important than addressing a problem that is already taking their lives prematurely.
Oh, yeah. Let's take John in California. John, you have something succinct to offer?
I'm sitting here listening to the conversation, and I'm really kind of confused as to why you're not educating people that they don't have to put up with any of this stuff. It's all voluntary. You can step out and claim the forever benefits on the original land patent, and you can control all of your land, and none of their silly codes or anything else has anything to say about it. You can claim your right under the law of nations to declare yourself a national state citizen or a U.S. national. You don't have to pay property taxes. You don't have to be on the juror rolls. You don't have to accept anything that this corporate territorial District of Columbia government is imposing.
And I think you're right in a large sense, because you don't have to believe the lies on your television, nor do you have to believe the lies that you learned in school either.
Well, you don't. And that's the point, is that once people begin to realize something's wrong and it's not as they're being told, why aren't we just talking about getting them out from under it?
Because they're comatose and they need to be directed. And I suggest that you outreach those suggestions to about 300 million people, and I'm sure I would like the outcome. But the problem is that people are so oppressed, but it isn't really that so much as it is anesthetized by the fatigue of not only all of these crises, but just the drudge of their daily lives and their constant worry about having enough money. I mean, everybody's worried about having enough money and having enough food. I think
hanging on to their jobs.
Yeah, it's a small
fraction. Don't you think that's the solution?
It's a good idea, but it's practical at this point because everybody's under siege.
Yeah, we're getting at 360 degrees. We're basically the targets of an asymmetric war.
Yeah, that's right.
As you also understand, John. Let's bring up Mark in Texas. Stay on, John. See what Mark has to say.
I just wanted to add a phrase, Lark, that I heard this week. I think adds to the conversation. To know where the power lies, it's with those that can't be criticized. That's why you will never hear what y'all are talking about on the mainstream media.
A person's integrity is measured by how much they are opposed by Jews.
Well said.
In a large sense, that's true, because we know that they certainly control the media. I personally don't have anything against Jewish people, but I have a big problem with the Jewish money masters and their control of the media in this country and how they slanted the conversation, not only amongst ourselves within this big media scape, but within the public schools and even in the colleges and universities. So I've got a big problem. I totally agree. Good comment, Mark. Hold on, gentlemen. Let's take this final break. I'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now the song has been sung.
Welcome back. Greg in California, I've got 30 seconds for you, my friend.
Not enough, Lark, not enough. A couple of questions. John, I talked to you maybe about 7 or 8 years ago after your first pamphlet on 9/11. Is that still available?
Yes, I have like 15 left.
Okay, well, save me one. This is Bill Clinton at the White House. All right, question to you, both of you. John from California says that, let me ask you first, John. What is your opinion on how we're going to resolve this? Just stand up and do what? Like Tom Gamble says, nobody in history ever has changed this around, rising up, even with guns, basically.
I think when you get beyond a certain point of percentage-wise, upwards of 25%, and you have millions of people all coming at them at the same time. They'll have to knuckle
how,
under.
John, how?
Just a mobilization of frustration by everyone who can possibly be there to just tear them out of their offices and deal with them appropriately. Doesn't matter how many cops they have lined up. It doesn't matter how many drones they have flying in the air. If the percentage goes high enough, they have to leave because they'll see that there's no way out. And that's the number of people we need to enlist in this struggle, because otherwise they're going to pick us off one by one, category by category, class by class, rearrange the whole country into wall communities and police the rest of it with drones. There's going to be no escaping into the wilderness anywhere in the world because you've got the whole planet grid covered. And the only way out of this is for millions upon millions of people to say no more and tear them out of their offices.
Yeah, that's how it's going to come. Organized crime requires the complicity and compliance of a large number of criminals. And Americans today need to look in the mirror and ask how it is they're feeding this beast. And that's where we're going to get those 25%, I think.
I think so, too. I think it's growing. People are especially talking about debt-free money. Ever since Campbell used the phrase the other day, you know, he points out how Hitler turned everything around in 18 months. Well, we don't need all the trappings that Hitler used, but we need that idea, which was really Lincoln's idea, and really Kennedy's idea. And all three of those men were killed for even trying it, and the stories were covered up. That's the story that we need to uncover and present our congressmen, our Congress criminals, with an ultimatum that you pass this or you're going to have something bad to happen to you, because this has been responsible for cutting in half all the profits of the last century from the American people. Was taken by the bankers, used to support the Soviet Union, used to fund Japan's armament buildup, so we could keep all these wars going and keep perpetrating this hoax on the public that Hitler wiped out with a single stroke and returned to full employment in 18 months by placing his faith in the full credit of the people.
John Kaminsky, thank you so much for joining me today on this, my final broadcast at RBN. JohnKaminsky.info, good place to start, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to RBN.
Autumn time is getting closer.